Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy, the Washington Bureau correspondent for the Baltimore Sun, who's actually in Philadelphia with the Democrats. John, it's been an interesting week. The Republican nominee has gotten himself some more digits or ink, whatever we call it these days. And I'm just wondering how you're thinking about the two conventions. You've been to both of them. What about them is the same? What's different?
Well, I think surely there's definitely was energy at both of the conventions. You know, it was notable that at the Republican convention, there were several nights in the early nights where the seats were not filled, which a lot of people have sort of made notice of. Certainly not the case at the Democratic convention. You know, there could be a lot of factors involved with that. And when Trump spoke, that was a night where it was a totally packed hall. You know, there's been a lot made about the booing and the sort of restiveness of the Sanders delegation here in Philadelphia. It's a totally fair point to talk about, you know, divisions and dissent within the Democratic Party. But it is worth noting that with the Democrats, everybody is here, right? So for the Democrats, there are elected officials from all spectrums of the party who came, which in itself is a show of unity. Some of those people have made some noise once here, but I think one of the big differences with the Republican convention is that a lot of those folks that didn't like Trump stayed home, including Larry Hogan, Kathy Scheluga, the Senate candidate in Maryland, Ami Hober, the Maryland 6th Congressional District candidate. In other words, while there has been some more overt signs of dissent here, I think part of that's because a lot of the folks that don't like Trump were not in Cleveland last week.
What's your sense? Are the Bernie people getting ready to be fired up and ready to go?
I think it depends on the Bernie person. So my read on this, a lot of these Bernie people who are not happy are young. They're involved with politics for the first time. If you talk to some of the younger Sanders delegates, a lot, including folks from Maryland, they will tell you that they're not super excited about Clinton. Most of them will grudgingly admit they're going to vote for her, but they won't talk about volunteering for a campaign or doing much for her. But I do think some of the more senior people, people like Heather Mazier, people like Benjamin Jealous, who ran Sanders' campaign here in Maryland, those folks, I think, have come around to the idea over the course of the convention that they will support Clinton to probably a higher degree. What's interesting to me is that you've got delegations like California, Michigan, New York, that have really been the center of some of this dissent, the boos, the jeering. Maryland's delegation has not been like that at all. Those guys, none of them took part in the walkout here on Tuesday night. They have been, depending on how you look at it, more respectful, or maybe a more neutral word is they've just been less vocal than some of the other delegations.
Well, and of course, everybody is going to have a period of time when they can come to terms with the reality, and so we'll just see what happens. John, it's really been good to have you with us, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.